In contrast to the chaotic presidential debate earlier this week, the third and final face-off between the top contenders in North Carolina's Senate race last night was relatively mellow. Jason DeBruin reports.
Let's hope tonight is more productive than Tuesday night's debate.
Moderator and Spectrum News One political anchor Tim Boyum did not have to tell the Senate candidates to let each other speak. Republican Senator Tom Tillis and his Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham were able to air out positions on the last pandemic relief package introduced in the Senate.
Housing assistance or a path to health care here in the midst of this pandemic.
It provided support for daycare.
It provided support for unemployment.
This race could ultimately determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. And the moves by GOP leaders to swiftly replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg have shown that whoever controls the Senate controls whether Supreme Court nominees get a hearing. Tillis made the stakes clear in his opening remarks, saying President Trump's nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, should be confirmed before the election.
Only in America can a kid grow up in a trailer park and become a U.S. senator, or a mother of seven children can go on to be a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
Cunningham, an attorney and a former state senator, accused Tillis of rushing partisan justices onto the court.
And then file cases in front of those partisan judges to do things like strike down the Affordable Care Act.
Both candidates tried to distinguish themselves from the men at the top of the ticket. Cunningham refused to say whether he'd sign on to the climate or tax plans offered by his party's presidential nominee.
Again, would you vote for Joe Biden's tax plan?
I don't know what his tax plan is. What I know is the North Carolina tax plan that is what I'm proposing.
And while Trump failed to do so during the presidential debate this week, Tillis denounced extremism.
Any extreme organization or ideology, we just absolutely have to speak against, whether it's white supremacist or Antifa.
Nonetheless, Tillis and Cunningham repeatedly accused each other of being rubber stamps for their party.
Rubber stamp, rubber stamp, rubber stamp, rubber stamp, rubber stamp.
The race is looking like it's coming down to the wire, and analysts say it could be one of the most expensive races in history. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.